It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show. As promised, Phil Steele from ESPN, author of Phil Steele's 2018 College Football Preview, the most comprehensive college football guide there is. 352 pages. I would probably say the most comprehensive preview guide of any kind there is. If you didn't know it was out, you can see all these broadcasters and analysts acting like it's Christmas. So a lot of people are excited for the magazine. Phil, we're excited to have you here to talk about the magazine. Welcome.
Oh, I appreciate that, Dustin. I remember last year with your show, we went almost very late. We almost missed you. So it's great that you're here on the first day that of the radios this year, and we get right in and get a nice jump start. But I tell you what, it takes 6 months to produce that magazine. Got the entire staff working on it from the Sunday after Thanksgiving all the way through June the 1st. We come out later than everybody else does, but I think that gives us a very nice advantage in the fact that we capture all those things that happen in the month of May, whereas the other magazines have to be gone to the press already sometime in the month, before the month of May, even before some spring practices are over. So I think it really gives us a complete publication. And like you said, I mean, if all they have to do is go to the newsstand and open up a copy, compare it to every other magazine out there, they'll see 3 to 4 to 5 times the amount of information.
Well, I think I've said this before, but it's 352 pages, and there's a lot of abbreviations and stuff used. So that within each page, it is absolutely crammed to the maximum with info. And I think that's why people love it so much. There's nothing that's more thorough out there. And, you know, nobody invests themselves in knowing each and every program. You know, we were just laughing a little bit that you could speak about Penn State right now. I could also speak to you about Appalachian State, and you'll have just as much to say about them. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it's something where I go and talk to, this year I got to talk to over 100 of the head coaches. So there's 130 of them out there. Naturally, the schedules aren't going to get there. But you take a look at a conference like the Mountain West, the MAC, the Sun Belt. I talked to basically every coach in the conference, went over the two deep with them, spent a good hour, an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, going over every player on every team. And really, we give you the same amount of coverage on a team like Liberty, who's brand new. We give you 2 full pages, same amount of coverage we give you on Penn State. And the thing that I think the readers like best, and I know broadcasters like best, is the fact that everything's in the same spot on every page. And Dustin, if I said to you, hey, I need a score from 3 years ago, you could close your eyes and point to where that score would be. Same thing if I said, who's the starting left tackle for the team? You know exactly where to look, and it's quick, easy reference on every team.
Well, see, I don't need to close my eyes and point to anything because I can just ask you and you can recite it. Not
there
everybody has that opportunity, though. Was James Franklin one of the 100?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, you know, here's the thing about Coach Franklin. I have talked to him every single year since he took over at Penn State, so this would be the 5th year. And I remember the first year going over the team with them, and this was a depth-shy team. There were question marks. Some of the first stringers, there were question marks. Second stringers, definite question marks. Was there even a third string back then? Maybe at one or two of the positions. Now you look at the Penn State pages. I'm going over the teams with Coach Franklin. It goes 3 to 4 deep at every single position. I mean, he has done a tremendous job recruiting, a tremendous job developing talent. And you look at the product on the field, you could see what's happening with Penn State. And the fact that the probation came off early and he's able to get all these scholarship players in there, I really like the job he's doing.
Things have lined up nicely. And really, if you look at 2018 and what they're doing so far in the 19 class, the recruiting is still getting better. And so the depth is there, and there's the higher-end talent is coming at even more of a rapid clip. What are a couple of the highlights of the conversation? What did he say, or what did you find out from him that might have surprised you a little bit?
Probably the biggest thing that I remember from the conversation, and I'll tell you this, Dustin, I'm not on the phone just shooting words out there. We go over the players on the team, and that's basically the conversation. But, you know, there is always the overall view of the team and the offensive line. And as you know, being the guy that's worked there with Penn State, the offensive line's been somewhat of a question mark throughout the years. But Coach Franklin feels it's one of the best offensive lines now. It's gone from that weakness to his strength. They got a lot of the players back, and I'm pretty excited to watch what the offensive line comes out on the field this year to see if they can live up to Coach Franklin's expectations. He thinks that they're going to be a strength, and that's going to just help the overall offense right there.
Well, I think it's going to be really important for this particular offense, too. And I think a lot of people around here are still they're going to believe it when they see it kind of thing, because I think some of the same talk was happening last year at this time, and I think there was a kind of a lack of continuity, and then maybe if you stay a little healthier and get guys in the same spot for all 12 games, you'll have a little bit better fortunes. I think this line will be better. I think a lot of people are just wondering how much better.
Yeah, and, well, Coach Franklin seems to feel it's first time it's going to be a strength since he's been there. And like I said, I've talked to him every year. I guarantee you the first year he wasn't telling me the offensive line was a strength. That was a much different conversation that first year going over the line. And I think what we'll see is, despite the loss of Saquon Barkley and his 1,271 yards from last year, I think you'll see very good production from the run game. I like Miles Sanders, Ricky Slade. You look at even a guy like Mark Allen, who's a smaller guy, but he's elusive, a good change of pace running back. I like what they have in the backfield. If that offensive line lives up to the reputation or to what Coach Franklin is promoting, I think that there's going to be a good run game. And having a quarterback like Trace McSorley doesn't hurt. And keep in mind, backup Tommy Stevens is somebody that every year Coach Franklin says, hey, he's right up there with Trace. So it's one of the better 1-2 punches at quarterback in the country.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking to Phil Steele all about Penn State football, his 2018 College Football Preview magazine as well. Yeah, I think there's some concerns. Let me just touch on some of the concerns, I guess. But I think the thing that's worth saying is that every program has some degree of concern. You just can't go without ebbing and flowing a little bit. But for Penn State, you mentioned Saquon Barkley. The run game has a chance to be better. Miles Sanders is a little bit more north-south, so I like the idea of a better offensive line creating a little crease and him being able to do something with that. But some top tacklers are gone. I think it's 7 out of the top 8. The defensive tackles, they don't go deep with a lot of experience there. Not a lot of clarity at tight end. The kicking situation, and I was a little surprised, I guess, to see that they fell to number 103 on your experience chart. What are these areas would you say is a bigger concern for you?
I am concerned a little bit about the interior on the line. I mean, losing the guy, both Cothrans, I think that's going to be a little bit difficult to replace. I do like what they have on the outside, pass rush wise. Look at Sharif Miller, Ryan Buchholz. They go pretty deep at the defensive end spot. The interior of the defensive line is a little bit of concern for me. And then, linebacker, we know Penn State's going to have a good linebacking core. They always do. But they're inexperienced there. And as you touched on, 7 of the top 8 tacklers are gone off the defensive side of the ball. I think getting John Reed back is going to be huge after missing all of last year. If he can come back 100% healthy, that's going to be a big plus for the secondary because, Amani at one spot and Reed at the other, I think they're going to be pretty good at the cornerback spot, but they need Reed to come back fully healthy, and that's one of my bigger question marks as well. Let's see what he does on the field when August rolls around. So it's not as experienced a defense. It's not as experienced a team as they had been in past years, but I do think the overall team does set up pretty well for this year.
And I think one of the things you mentioned also, having Trace McSorley, how much does he, having an experienced, productive, really good quarterback help kind of cover up some of the little issues within a team?
Well, it's huge. And, you'll see that, especially in crunch time. And McSorley seems to make the right decisions. And in the offense Penn State runs, the quarterback does have a little bit more on his plate than the offense, a little bit more of the decision-making process. And, boy, to have yourself a veteran senior quarterback like McSorley, somebody that can throw the ball, be extremely effective doing that, but also has mobility to get out there and hurt you with his legs. I like both those factors. And it's not a situation where they have to put bubble wrap on McSorley because if he goes down, the season's over. Tommy Stevens, a very capable backup. So I think you're going to see McSorley have one of the best years. In fact, I rate the quarterback unit of Penn State number one in the country coming into the season.
Yeah, and I think with both of those guys, and one of the things that'll be interesting to see early on is how much James Franklin uses Tommy Stevens in a non-quarterback role. They created this designation, the Lion position. Do you have any clarity speaking to him what they plan to do with that?
Yeah, he will see some action. You know, he's faster than Trace. He's a more elusive runner, knows the offense, got great size, too. I mean, when you're looking at Tommy Stevens, you're looking at a guy that's 6'5", 232 pounds, so he can take the pounding. And yet he knows the offense extremely well. He's been biding his time. Unlike most quarterbacks, Dustin, who, if they don't win the job, they're transferring nowadays. It's so nice to see Tommy Stevens hanging in there knowing, hey, I might only get one full year as a starter, but it's going to be a good one and coming up after McSorley leaves. So I love what he's doing for the program, and you will definitely see him on the field because he's a capable QB.
Yeah, and I think without Mike Gesicki, without Deshaun Hamilton, there's a little bit of a void there that people are excited for Tommy Stevens. To go back to your linebacker discussion, you have in the magazine as your projected starters Ellis Brooks inside, Cam Brown outside. How much certainty did you have penciling those guys in? Because those positions strike me as maybe from week 1 to week 12, we could see some different faces.
Yeah, and you know, you're looking at a guy like Micah Parsons, who's in for the spring. You got a feeling that he's going to end up seeing the field a good amount of time this year. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's 6'3", 241. He's got maturity, had a great spring. I think Parsons is going to see the field. And the linebacking core, you know, nowadays you've got your Will and your Mike are the two linebackers who are on the field most often. Your strong side linebacker a lot of times gets replaced by a nickelback, but they're pretty interchangeable across the units. And I think it's going to be interesting to see which ones emerge. But there is good talent there. They're just not as experienced as they were last year. And that, you take a look at a player, even like a Micah Parsons, and you might have a guy that just steps in and takes over one of those starting jobs. So I would agree with you there. A lot of fluidity in it.
About 45 seconds here, Phil. Just the idea where you're looking at defensive tackle depth, new faces at linebacker, and new faces at safety. Do you look at that as a straight down the middle of the defense and a little bit of area concern for you in that respect?
Yes. Yes, and that's, you know, you look at Penn State's schedule this year, very tough, and it might be one of the reasons I didn't pick them to win the Big Ten East this year are those question marks you just spoke of.
Yeah, and the tackling thing, we'll see. I think in the early part of the season, they'll have some things to sort out.
Absolutely, and when you have a young defense like that, losing 7 of your top 8 tacklers, there's always a few growing pains at the start of the year.
So linebacker, you, it's not all bad, though. I think there may be a step back in the early part of the season, but there's some big-time talent starting to come through, speaking about Micah Parsons, Jesse Luchetta in the 18 class. Brandon Smith, a 5-star linebacker, is committed in the 19 class. So linebacker, you could be on the upswing. May have to take a lump or two early in the 2018 season. Phil Steele is going to be back with us in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about Penn State's offense and look at the Big Ten as well. Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.